We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The expectation for our team will be to have winning seasons every year and go to bowls and win every year.
You know, this definitely means a lot to our program. This is what all these players here have been through.
We've fought through a lot of adversity since we've been here. Play hard, not worry about the past one, just worry about the next one.
We're in the education business during the week. We're in show business on the weekend, so you've got to win to be effective.
This is Carolina football.
Now Newsom at the five makes a man miss for the touchdown.
How about an interception for a touchdown? Storm down.
Carolina makes the stop on fourth and short.
Goodbye.
Michael Carter from 60 yards away.
When adversity hit, we said be more positive.
Yes, Newsom tiptoes to the right side of the end zone for six.
And for them to see that happen, it gives us a chance every week to fight.
3-2-1, touchdown, De'Ami Brown. Light that bell tower blue and give us that victory bell back. Tar Heels win.
This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola. Together, taste better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
It is Monday, so you know what that means. It's time to talk with the head coach of Carolina football again on his show. It's the Mac Brown Show. My name is Jones Angel. He's the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We'll be here for the next hour or so talking Tar Heel football and have a bunch of great stuff to talk about. We have received a bunch of good questions for Coach from you, and a reminder, you can always send those in throughout the week. It's either via Twitter, write to me, at Jones Angel, Angel has two L's at the end, or you can send a question to asktheheels@gmail.com. We have a bunch of those. We, of course, are going to talk about that big win in Keenan Stadium over NC State, 48-21 on Saturday afternoon, and we're going to hear from one of the terrific running backs in Carolina's history in Coach Brown's first tenure here, Leon Johnson, a North Carolina native. Leon went on to several years in the NFL as well, now living out in Oklahoma. So you'll hear a little bit of a conversation with Leon Johnson as well. But, Coach, let's start with Saturday. Congratulations on a big win and a really physical win. And it felt like a pretty complete performance from your team as well, as you just pounded NC State throughout the afternoon, final score 48-21, and a performance I would assume that you were pretty pleased with.
Absolutely, Jones. It's an important game for our fan base. It's an important game for this state. And it's a traditional game. And to give NC State credit and both teams, I thought the game was played well. It was played hard, but it wasn't chippy. There wasn't a lot of trash talking back and forth. It was just a good rival game with two teams fighting. And NC State has a lot of injuries, much like Coach Fedora's last 2 years here. So Day's fighting through that. And he's done a good job at NC State. And this will keep being a battle as we go forth. But the only disappointment I had Saturday is our fans weren't there to see it, because they would have enjoyed the Virginia Tech game with a full house and a great atmosphere. They would have enjoyed that one Saturday with NC State. But I know you were home, and I know you were dressed up, and I know you were screaming and shouting because I could hear you. But it was a complete win. The offense was balanced. We scored 5 touchdowns and 7 trips to the red zone, all runs. Which was one of the things that we wanted to improve on for this year. Defensively, we forced 4 turnovers. We stopped the run. They had 34 yards rushing. We were 320-something. We dominated time of possession. We were really physical. The offensive line and defensive line played their best games. Kicking game was much, much better. We missed a field goal, but then he came back and made 2 others. Grayson Adkins. So we had 2 balls that were down inside the 20 with our punt with Ben Kiernan. So I really feel like that was a game that hopefully we can see who we can be and then can build on that moving forward.
Coach, I mentioned the word physical when leading you into that conversation about the game on Saturday, and it really felt like that physicality was a big part of this game. You mentioned the rushing yards. Carolina finished with 326, NC State with 34. The Tar Heels finished a lot of those runs real physically, you know, punishing the guy who was trying to tackle the ball carrier. Was that an emphasis for your team coming into this game, and were you pleased with that level of physicality?
Well, Jones, when you told me last week that the team that had outrushed the other team in this game had won 25 out of 28 times, I did tell our players and coaches, by and large, if you want to win this game, you better run the ball better than the other team, because that's a stat that's just glaring. But that's college football, and that's who we are every week now. And if we can line up and run the football, then your protection's better, your play-action passes are better. You keep your defense on the sideline more, because we're young on defense, and we don't need to be out there 70, 80 plays right now. So it's just it's a really good formula for winning. In my career, most of the time, when we've outrushed the opponent, we've won the game.
Coach, you mentioned time of possession in a statement earlier, and kind of sneakily, it was a hot day on Saturday, unusually warm for this time of year. Felt more like an early September game than a late October game. Did you feel like that time of possession did play a role? You guys held the ball nearly 40 minutes in this game.
Yes, absolutely, because those are fourth quarter hits in that first quarter.
Yeah.
And you take those long drives. You get a 10 and 12 play drive, and then in the third quarter, we had the 99-yard drive. Those are hits that defenses can't come back from. So really, really proud of our guys. We were in great shape. We didn't have cramps. We also played 66 guys, so that's great for depth moving forward, and it's also really, really good for team morale.
Coach, defensively, you mentioned the turnover, something that you have talked a lot about this year, wanting to get more of. And you said when they start coming, they tend to come in bunches, and they did for the Tar Heels on Saturday. And it felt like 2 in particular were really important. Don Chapman recovering on a play, got a batted ball in the end zone that was able to take a good scoring opportunity away from NC State. And then also Tyrone Hopper making a play, jumping up, batting a ball in the air that Chaz Surratt eventually cradled for the interception. Felt like those 2 plays were important for your defense and your team.
Yes, the first one, we have a busted coverage. So what a great message to young people out there that you bust the coverage, don't get mad, don't get frustrated, don't get bad body language. It's already done. Go fight and compete to get back. And then the NC State player tips the ball a little bit, and Don Chapman's right there to make a huge play that's really a 14-point swing, because we keep them from scoring and we get the ball to head the other way. In the other instance, we were 17-7 at halftime and should have been probably 30 or 25, because we left some points on the board, especially with the Mike Carter overthrow right before the half. And we had a holding penalty with Awesome Richards while Michael's going down inside the 10 on a run. And then we missed a real short short field goal. So there's points that we left on the board, but we had to come out and get something established early the second half. And we didn't. We had a first down, then we punt, but Tyrone jumps up, bats the ball, Chaz Surratt gets it, we go down and score, and then it's pretty much a rout.
Coach, last thing, but before we take a break, and we still have a lot more to do, of course, with Coach as we move through the hour. We've talked about the rushing yards, and of course the big number I think that catches everyone's eye is what you guys did, 326 yards on the ground, impressive. But State only had 34, and this was a team that came in with some good running backs that had been running the ball well. What did you think you did well defensively to hold them down so low on the ground?
I thought that after the last 2 weeks on defense, where we weren't as pleased with our run defense, the coaches had an outstanding plan, but they also just kept talking about, guys, for us to win this game, we've got to win the rushing yards. And that's how you get turnovers. If you stop them on first down and you put them in second long, third and long, then there's a lot better opportunity for you to get turnovers. And we have to start getting turnovers to win this game. And we got smart guys. They understood it and they stepped up and did it.
Impressive win, to be sure, for the Tar Heels on Saturday against NC State. 48-21, the final score in Keenan Stadium. We'll talk a little bit more about that game, including the players of the week for the Tar Heels. Have a bunch of neat news and notes coming off of this one to recite for you as well. Coming up soon, Leon Johnson, former great Tar Heel running back for the Tar Heels, and your questions too. All still coming up on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
UNC Health offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee Mecklenburg Council of Elders for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Jones Angel. He is, you know who he is. He's the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. We're talking about Carolina's 48-21 win over NC State. We're going to get to your questions for Coach coming up in just a second, but a few things to do before then, including the UNC Health Champion Watch, where we take a look at some of the statistical champions for Carolina from the previous week. It's brought to you by UNC Health, and the team at UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. That includes you and your family. Check out their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Carolina led by several guys in this one, including Javonte Williams. 160 yards rushing for Javonte, third straight game in which he has rushed for 100 yards or more. Michael Carter went over 100 as well with 106. Third time this season he's gone over 100 yards or more. How about Josh Downs? The rookie came in, picked up his first touchdown as a Tar Heel as he snuck behind the NC State defense for a score. Sam Howell rushed for his second career touchdown and had 252 yards passing. That moved him into fifth place in Carolina history, moved past Ronald Curry, a former great Carolina quarterback. And, boy, it took Sam just 18 games to surpass the 5,000-yard passing mark. We have some other neat stats to go through in a second, but Coach, I wanted to, because one of those gentlemen, Javonte Williams, was highlighted by you and your staff after breaking down the film as a player of the week. You guys selected Javonte on the offensive side, Chaz Surratt, who had a big game, forced a fumble, had an interception on the defensive side, and Ben Kiernan, your talented sophomore punter, your special teams player of the week. What did those three gentlemen do to earn those honors?
Well, Ben Kiernan had two punts inside the 20-yard line, which really helped us with field position because we're playing such great defense. Chaz Surratt started the group of turnovers that we got. He forced two turnovers in this with the fumble and the interception, and was all over the field. He played maybe the best game he's played since he's been here. And anybody who saw the game, Jones, saw Javonte just running over people. I mean, it was amazing. Nothing more impressive than coming off the goal line when we're at the 6-inch line and he breaks two or three tackles inside and gets us off the goal line. So those are game-changing plays that made a huge difference on Saturday.
The folks who keep track of this kind of thing had Javonte Williams with more broken tackles than any other running back in the nation this week. Broke 17 tackles alone, just him, in the game against NC State. Impressive stuff, as it seems to be every single week, from Carolina's talented running back, Javonte Williams. Couple more stats wanted to throw to you here quickly before we get to some more questions for Coach. This is a big one here. Just the second time in school history that the Tar Heels have had one game with two rushers over 100 yards, Javonte Williams, Michael Carter, a receiver that went over 100 yards. De'Ami Brown did that with a career-high 7 catches and 105 yards through the air, and a passer with more than 200 yards. Sam Howell had 252. The other time this happened was against Maryland in 1993. Some great names on this. Curtis and Leon Johnson, the two running backs who went over 100 that day. Jason Stanisek, the quarterback who threw for more than 200. And Carolina actually had that day two receivers who went over 100. Corey Holiday, of course, works closely with the program still today, and Bucky Brooks as well that day. Impressive stuff. Certainly one more to go. Carolina has now accumulated more than 400 yards of total offense in 13 consecutive games. Tar Heels have gone more than 550 in three straight games. It is the first time in at least 50 years that that has happened, dating back to when the records that we have began, which was 1971. So maybe it happened before then. If it did, congratulations to that team too, but three straight of more than 550 yards. New polls out. Carolina at 15 in the AP poll, 13 in the coaches poll. Other ACC teams ranked. Clemson number one. Notre Dame comes in at 3. Miami at number 12. Coach, a couple more questions about this game. You had some injuries that jumped up for you, that you had to make some changes at wide receiver and in the secondary. And you had some young guys step up. DeAndre Hollins played very well, played a lot for you in the secondary on Saturday. And Emory Simmons, who had been mostly on special teams, had a couple wide receiver snaps so far this season, got the start, had 5 catches, nearly 40 yards through the air. Just two of some young guys pressed into action who really delivered.
Yeah, that's when your program starts getting better. It's when somebody's out. But Bo Corrales and Patrice Renee are really important players for us. They're older, they're seniors, they're leaders. And we find out they can't play, and you say, okay, Emory, hop in, bud, your turn. You've worked really hard for a year and a half. You've prepared yourself, time to go. Same thing with DeAndre Hollins, and both of them really stepped up and played well. So very, very proud of them. Great message to other guys on the team that aren't playing a lot right now. Your time's going to come. Your time is coming, so you better be prepared when that opportunity hits you right in the face.
Coach, you mentioned more than 60 guys, I believe, is what you said, that played in this game for your team. And finally, you had an opportunity in the fourth quarter to get a bunch of young players in and just let them have some run out there. What'd you see from some of those young guys on each side of the ball?
They're getting much, much better. We're trying to, we played them 10 or 12 plays in this game. We played them 20, 25, and it really, really helped us. That you can just see it's starting to click for them. It's tough that you can get some things done in practice, but you really need the game experience to get where you need to be. And really, really proud of those guys, both sides of the ball Saturday, but especially a lot of those young defensive linemen up front. Tony Grimes got 15 plays at corner, along with all of his special teams plays. So a lot of young guys got some valuable plays on Saturday that should help us here down the stretch at the end of the season.
Cameron Roseman Sinclair with an interception late in the game. Clyde Pinder had a nice play in his first action as a Tar Heel. So a lot of those young players who will be the future of the Tar Heels came in and made some plays.
Yeah, Desmond Evans recovered a fumble.
Yep.
And he was all pumped, and he shot out of a cannon to get on that ball. He wasn't going to let anybody else get that ball. But that lets them have fun. It lets them see that they can do it, and it makes practice much better. We had an outstanding practice yesterday just because everybody was so excited, and they're proud, and they understand how important this win is to our fan base. Rivals are about fans. It's about fans. They have to go to church with each other. They have to go to work with each other. They pick at each other, and you get bragging rights for a year. And so they understand that this was a really important game and one that is even more special when they can win like they did.
Coach, wanted to ask you one more thing before we go to break and then start taking some questions from Tar Heel fans. You and I talked about this after the game on the radio. Grayson Atkins missed that short field goal, a kick I'm sure that most times he's going to expect himself to make. At that point in the season, he was just 2-for-6 in field goals. You had a quick word with him before he was sent back out for a much longer field goal, a 40-yarder before the half. I thought that felt like a big moment for Grayson to go back out there and send one through. I'd just be interested in your perspective on kind of that journey that he went on during the game.
It's an interesting time because a number of the coaches are saying, Coach, we got to change, man. We got to change. And what I felt is this guy's an All-American. He made 11 straight last year at Furman and made a 57-yarder and a 52-yarder, and I've watched him. He's got a tremendous leg, and he gets the ball up so high so quickly. And so I ask him, like all the fans want to know, could you help me with why you missed a 22-yard field goal? He said, well, I just went too quick, and I jerked it, and I said, don't. Don't, man. You're really good. What's wrong? Quit thinking. Quit thinking and kick. I just need you to kick. Yep. And in your place, you can't miss. Wait, we're taking an opportunity to possibly score a touchdown to get 3 points. So they have to be guaranteed. And I said, you need out? Are you struggling? You want me to put somebody else in? He said, no, I got it, coach. And then thank goodness he came back and kicked the 40-yarder right before the half. And that's why I wanted him to kick another one at the end of the ball game, because we're going to need that kick at some point here, probably in the next 3 weeks, but definitely in the next month or two as we finish this season.
Absolutely. And Grayson Atkins, as Coach referenced, booted both of those through the rest of the game. Great to see him have some success as the day went along. All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back, start getting to some of your questions for Coach. That's after this on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grillmaster to MVP. Then you realize,
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
From star athletes to superfans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
Part of our favorite part of the show is right now when we get to ask some of your questions for Coach. And a reminder, you can do it throughout the week. AskTheHeels@gmail.com. Shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. Coach, I really enjoyed this one. It came from Matt Seals. Matt sent us an email. He said he was sending it on behalf of his third grade son, Beckett. And Beckett wanted to know how communication during a game is different this year compared to a quote-unquote normal year, and has the combination of masks, smaller or no crowds, the expanded sideline, made communication between coaches and players better, worse? Have you noticed no difference? Beckett was curious on all these topics.
Beckett, it's a tremendous question. It is different. It's different because they extended the sidelines from 15 to 15 instead of 20 to 20. And so it gives you a little bit more room, and that's good for spacing for the virus. But you have to keep a mask on. We all know it's very hard to hear with a mask. And at other times, you've got players that are more spread out because you don't have them in a bench area. You've got them in chairs. You also have them spread out much more per position than normal. And it affects special teams a lot because since they're so scattered, once on Saturday we had 10 on the field because one was coming off and they couldn't get him in time. And so we're all learning how to handle COVID communication during the game, but it is very different.
Good question, Beckett. It's going to be our Cruisers question of the night, brought to you by our friends at Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. Coach had a question from here in Chapel Hill. Jeremy sent this one in about time management. I think particularly maybe at the end of the first half where you guys were driving down the field to try and score there right before halftime. And what goes into the decisions there on the sideline of when to use those timeouts in that kind of situation?
Again, great question, Jeremy. The biggest thing, I think, Jones, is a few years ago, it was actually when Butch Davis was here, the North Carolina-Tennessee game in the Music City Bowl changed a rule. And that rule means that you've got a 10-second runoff at the end of the game, so you absolutely have to keep a timeout in your pocket. So really, you've got two instead of three because you can't get rid of one. You've got to have it for whatever comes up at the end of the game. So then you have to decide, do you want to use a down to spike the ball to save 15 seconds, or do you want to use a timeout? I mean, it's just a decision you make. I don't like spiking the ball because it takes a down away. I'd rather have extra down. So some people thought when Michael made his run, we wasted too much time. We should have called a timeout. Well, we could have there. Then we would have had one left because we've got to hold the extra one. I would rather have as many timeouts as late in the game as possible. Our time management worked at the end of the Florida State game. If we catch balls, we win the game. our time management work before the half, because if we don't overthrow Michael Carter, we get a touchdown, and we still end up with a three-point field goal, 40-yarder right before the half, when we started at the other end of the field with less than a minute left.
Correct.
So I think that people have to understand that time management's changed, and I don't want to use them. I want to keep them as long as we can to make sure that we can make the proper decisions down the road.
That's a great point, Coach, about that 10-second runoff. Teams would have the opportunity to use that final timeout instead of being charged that final 10-second runoff that Coach is talking about, which, of course, could be the difference between winning and losing a game or having the opportunity to win a game late. And there has never been, I don't think, at least that I've seen, a crazier finish in a Carolina game than that Music City Bowl back in 2010, to be sure. Coach, we were talking about Javonte Williams and all the broken tackles earlier. Dennis, who is a frequent question asker here on the show, wanted to know what you feel like it is about Javonte that allows him to break so many. Is it just the ferocity in which he runs, or is there something physical about Javonte, the way he's made, that helps him do that?
Dennis, he's 220 pounds. He runs better than 4.5. He runs really low, and he's got tree trunks for thighs. So people just bounce off of him. In fact, it reminds me some of the way Ricky Williams used to run. Of course, he won the Heisman. He was a great player. But when you break through and you're a safety and you look at that big body coming at you and those big thighs and he's low, a lot of people don't want to tackle him. And he just bounces off of them. So we're seeing he and Michael Carter become, to me, the best combination of running backs in the country. And those two we talked about Leon Johnson and Curtis Johnson. We've had some great ones here with the Natron Means when we were here, and Randy Jordan's, and there's so many that played so well throughout. None better, in my estimation, than these two.
Coach, a couple questions about Sam Howell here before we go to our next break. And we had a bunch of people ask about this. The excitement on the sideline when they saw Sam run downfield and lay out an NC State defender with a block to help finish out a run. And just what you're thinking when you see your All-America candidate there at quarterback going down to help a running back.
What I'm thinking is we've got one of the best quarterbacks in our school history and in the country. Don't be blocking. You're not a lead blocker, man. I told him, what are we going to do, start the ISO with the quarterback in the backfield, let you lead for Javonte up inside? But it just shows you what kind of team guy that Sam is. He's tough, and he's running so much better than he did last year. He's thinner. He's got more flexibility in his hips, and he is really being a factor running the ball right now. But we don't want him blocking a lot. But that's why his teammates respond to him so well and listen to him as an outstanding leader.
Coach, had a question from Joshua about Sam also, and trying to find that line of extending plays, holding on to the ball, looking downfield, trying to make something happen, but also knowing when it's time to get the ball out of his hands on a particular play, and how you guys work with him to make that decision.
Sam is such a competitor, and he wants to make something happen on every play. And now that he is so elusive and he's hard to tackle, in certain situations, he's holding the ball too long, which means on RPOs, you get somebody downfield, a lineman downfield, which is hard. Or when we gave up the field goal on Saturday because we kept it too long and took a sack, when we've got to throw that ball away. All of these things that would be negatives are really positive because he wants to win so badly and he's so competitive and he's trying so hard. We've just got to make better decisions when we get in a position that nobody's open. Let's throw it away and go for another down.
All right, we're going to take a break here in just a second, and when we return, you're going to hear part of an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted with Leon Johnson, a terrific running back during Coach's first tenure here in Chapel Hill. And Coach, Leon was such a big part of your success there in the early to mid to the late-ish 1990s, and such a versatile player out of the backfield. He was so good at running but also catching the football coming out of that backfield.
Yeah, Leon was a quarterback from Morganton, North Carolina, up in the mountains, and he came in and he got nicknamed the Natural because he could do everything. at Leon Neon Johnson was what the guys called him, and he was such a great kickoff and punt returner. He had outstanding hands out of the backfield. He could run, he could block, and then played about 10 years in the NFL, and he and his sweet bride, who was one of our student trainers at Texas when we played in played Texas in the Sun Bowl when we were here, and those two met each other out there and have been married a long time and now have children. So he got a lot more out of the Sun Bowl than just getting beat by Texas 35-31.
That's right. Priest Holmes on the other side for Texas actually did Leon a favor that day.
That's exactly right. In fact, when we got back, the News and Observer headlines were Sally Brown's next neighborhood needs to be priest named Priest Holmes, and I thought that was really rude.
That was in the past, though. We're going to let that go.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, thank you for that. Thank you to Leon as well for his time. I think you're going to really enjoy this. Leon Johnson, all-time Tar Heel. That conversation with Leon coming up after this break on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee Heal Charlotte for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
UNC Health offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion. Like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high. Because this is our home. And that's our Food Lion.
More to do with Coach Brown in just a moment on the Mac Brown Show, but wanted to take you back to an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted with Leon Johnson as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. Had a chance to catch up with Leon, all-time great Tar Heel in the backfield in the 90s for the Heels. And this portion of the conversation begins asking Leon about a famous high school game he had when he was a standout member of Freedom High against Hickory.
That game will always be with me. For one reason, my cousin Petey King was the quarterback for Hickory. So I had family cheering for me and family cheering for him. And we were both head-to-head, going to battle. And, stat-wise, I maybe had, 100-some yards rushing. I had a 90-yard punt return, a bunch of tackles, and I did it all. Well, I blocked the kick at the end of the game, but I did it all with a punctured lung because I got hit and put me out for probably about a month before I can come back and play. But a lot of people, when I go back home, that's the one of the games that they remember, and they you know, resonate me with that game. And it was a fun time. You know, it was, I'm glad I come out with the win, but I did a lot that game, and you know, it was fun times for me and my family.
Did you drive the bus back to Morganton after the game and then cook burgers for the entire team and have them all over?
You know, unfortunately, that game was at home, so my family had to say hi, and they had to go back to Hickory. So you know, it was a classic battle. You know, I ran into Petey several times, and you know, and I have that tape of the game, and you know, and I'm like, hey, all right, you know, we put this tape in, show our kids, you know, who won the game. So you know, it's good to, you know, remember those times.
That's what it'd be. A happy 4th of July, Petey. Let's put in the tape so the whole family can see.
Petey was so happy when VCRs went away, and Leon was like, that's all right, I got it burned to DVD. You want to stream this on Netflix? We got it.
Yeah, we converted to DVD. You know,
so, Leon, what was your reaction when the first time that this triple option deal was brought up when you were in Chapel Hill, and that was going to be the way the Tar Heels were going to try and attack things for a little while?
It's funny that I live in Oklahoma. One of my favorite players growing up was Jamil Holloway, and he ran the option up here in Oklahoma for years. And I ran the option for my first 2 years in high school, and I just fell in love with it. You know, I love watching him run the option, and I try to do what he did, you know, out here on, you know, on the football field. And so it became like a second nature thing to me because I ran it so much in high school. Jason Stanisek ran it, you know, to a T, you know, had Chris Watson leading the way. So, you know, to be able to bring the option into the game, it helps you out. You know, it helps the team out with, you know, ways you can run plays to beat teams.
What made you and Jason Stanisek have such great chemistry when you were running that offense? Because when I think about the perfect option, I think about you two guys getting out there on the edge and defenses not being able to figure out what was happening next.
Well, Jason was a magic man. You know what I mean? Make things happen. And for us, we just had fun. You know, the times I remember we'd be in the huddle and we'd be laughing at each other. You know, he'd say, like, catch the ball or do something. You know, we always had fun as a team. And you know, that's how we grew. But, you know, Jason could work his magic with the option. And, you know, the key thing was to stay in pitch relationship with him, because if he gets free, he's going to pitch you that ball. And we all love to get the extra yards when quarterback pitches you the ball. So I kind of just stayed on his hip, and hopefully he got the play done. But yeah, that was good for us.
And now, Leon, you played for Bill Parcells with the Jets, is that correct?
That's correct.
What is Coach Parcells like?
Well, me starting with Coach Parcells you know, set the foundation for me going anywhere else. You know, after you go through a training camp with Coach Parcells or anything, you know, every team I went to, everything was easy. You know, some of the sayings that Parcells would have, I use out here with the kids. Like he would say, son, you're like a ball in the tall grass. You lost. You know what I mean? He was, you know. He would look at a kid and he said, are you stupid or you just don't know what you're doing? You know what I mean? And I don't know how you answer that question, you know. And one of my favorites is he said, don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby. You know what I mean? So he had some classic lines that I remember that, you know, I try to use on the kids. And you know, saying he was one of the great legendary coaches, and I was just grateful to be under him for my first few years to help develop me to the person that I am.
On the surface, Bill Parcells and Mack Brown appear to be pretty different, but they both have been extremely successful coaching football. What, if anything, do they do similarly that has enabled both of them to have such good success?
With Coach Parcells, you know, he wants you to go out there and give you your best, you know, just like Coach Brown. You want him to go out there and give it your all every time. You know, there's sometimes players slack off, and Coach Parcells is, you know, case, if you slack off, he might have a running back over there trying out for your position, you know, to get you motivated. You know, you know, just to try to scare you, and that made you go out there and want to produce and be you know, effective in what you do on the field. And Coach Brown, he gets the right players together. You know, he knows how to bring in players that will help, you know, fill in the pieces to the puzzle so that you can go out there to win. You know, if we need to go out there and get a quarterback and he's on the edge, you know, Coach Brown, he can seal the deal. And I think when he was recruiting me back in high school, I think he said he flew around because he couldn't land with the fog. But I guess once he got to my home visit, you know what I mean? You know, it's almost like he sealed the deal just talking to my parents and just being there and showing his commitment to getting great players to come to university. And, you know, and that's one thing he still continues to do. And that's why the Carolina is doing so well right now.
That full interview can be heard on the October 13th edition of the Carolina Insider. More with Coach Brown after this from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This season, Fox Sports South is your ticket to ACC football, including the UNC Tar Heels. Every week, get the latest with Coach Mack and UNC football with Carolina Insider on Mondays, followed by live ACC action every Saturday on Fox Sports South. Watch on most video providers, including UVerse Channel 1726, DirecTV Channel 646, and Spectrum Channel 50, or stream on the Fox Sports Go app. Fox Sports South, your home for ACC Saturdays.
Rounding the final corner here on the Mack Brown Show. Carolina back in action against Virginia on Saturday night. It is a late kick. And in fact, we have a question about that. It's an 8 o'clock kick, Carolina and Cavaliers. We'll talk about that meeting in the next segment. We still have some questions to get to for Coach. But before we do that, a reminder that we'd love to know if you know any Tar Heel fans that selflessly work to improve the lives of others and their communities. LS Tractor, and that is the letters L and then S, Tractor, want to know about it. LS and the Tar Heels have partnered to recognize hometown heroes from throughout the state. Visit GoHeels.com/hero and nominate someone you know for a chance to be recognized at an upcoming Carolina event. LS Tractor, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. And, Coach, we did indeed have a question about this late kick coming up against Virginia.
I bet I know the question.
Well, I'd be interested. What do you think it is?
I think the question is, we stunk against Florida State with a late kick, so what are you going to do differently?
Well, not quite that. Shauna, it's close, though. Shauna wanted to know, how hard is it just waiting around all day to play, especially when you're on the road and just sitting around and waiting for a kickoff?
Yeah, was it Shonda?
Shauna, yes.
Shauna.
Yes, sir.
Shauna, it's awful. It's awful. I'd play every game at 8 o'clock in the morning if I could. We get up at 5 every morning. We have our team meeting at 6:30. We practice from 8 to 10. So the 12 o'clock games work perfectly for us this year because it doesn't affect our fan base getting to the stadium, and our guys are just used to that. They're ready to go. But at Florida State, you travel, you sit around that night, and then you're all day, and you get them up, and you take them out, and you have walkthroughs, and you have meetings. But still, I even told them before the game, if you feel like you're kind of washed out because you've been sitting here all day, go take a cold shower. Go wake up, man. Let's start over. Let's get it going. So we had that discussion yesterday with the players. Whatever you did the day of the Florida State game, don't do it again. Let's do something different because we're ready to play. We played hard, but we weren't focused. And we've got to figure out what we can do differently this week to make sure that the guys have a different mindset when that game starts in Charlottesville on Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Coach, one more before we take our final break here. It comes from Dwight, and it's something that you have talked a little bit about here over the last week or so, and that is this long stretch of games that I think are your most traditional rivals. Started with NC State last week. Now you have your oldest rival as far as number of games played coming up this week with Virginia. The victory bell on the line with Duke. Wake Forest just 90 minutes away, coming up in a couple minutes as well. Dwight wondered if it was hard to get focused and emotionally ready every single week when you have that type of stretch of games.
Yeah, Dwight, it is. I'm not sure why. One of the things in my life that I've tried to figure out is why can't guys get ready to play every week? And they don't. I had legendary coach Frank Broyles was doing TV when I was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. And he told me one time, he said, "Coach, you're going to learn this time we were playing 11 games." He said, you're going to have four that you're going to play really, really hard and with full emotion. And the other seven, you better be better than, because they're not going to play hard every week. And I said, "Explain that to me." And he said, "I can't, but I've been doing this 40 years and that's what it is. They just can't possibly do it." And really and truly, our fans don't go to work every day with full emotion, and our fans don't have their best days every day. Sometimes our fans come to the games a little flat because they think we're going to win. It's no big deal. This team's not any good. So I get it, but that's something that the good teams do. And usually the teams that have the most depth and don't have to play as many plays are fresher and more ready to play by game time. But Dennis, I promise you this, Virginia's going to be ready to play Saturday night. I hope we are. I know Duke's going to be ready to play in 2 weeks. I hope we are. I know Wake Forest is going to be ready to play in 3 weeks. I hope we are. And the discussion we had yesterday with the guys is, it's on you. I mean, we're going to do everything we can do to help you and prepare you. Good teams get ready to play. If we're not ready to do that yet, we'll probably get beat. But that's up to you. We've got to grow, and we can't let the Florida State lack of focus happen again.
That next opportunity for the Tar Heels is Saturday night at 8 o'clock against Virginia. We'll preview the matchup with the Cavaliers when we return to wrap up the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
UNC Health offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're we're bringing our A-game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity Grantee 100 Black Men of the Triangle East for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina resolves to help you stay healthy during COVID-19. Just a few simple steps called the 3 W's go a long way in protecting you and your loved ones. Wear a cloth face covering, wait by standing 6 feet apart from others, and wash your hands often. Together, by practicing the 3 W's, we can resolve to improve the health of our state. Learn more at bluecrossnc.com/3W.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Carolina back on the road this Saturday in Charlottesville to face Virginia. And, Coach, something you have mentioned about the growth of your team is the ability to consistently win on the road is one of the steps that every good team has to take to get to that level. And you have another test, another challenge on the road in Charlottesville. How do you hope your team responds away from Chapel Hill?
Well, first, Jones, we feel like you've got to learn to win at home before you can win on the road. And we're 3-0. So the 3-0 at Kenan Stadium. So that's a great start. And that's important. We didn't play great up at Boston College. We won, but we didn't play great. We didn't play good enough to win at Florida State. Had the great comeback, but we didn't finish. So this will be a real test for us. And it's something that young programs have to learn to do. And we feel like that we're establishing that home win. You go back, we're sitting here at 4-1 right now. This year, this time last year, we were 2-3. Mm-hmm. So we're making progress, and we can't get ahead of ourselves. But this is a big 2 weeks for us, simply because we go to Charlottesville. It's going to be cold at 8 o'clock at night. We're not sure what time the Duke game will be, but we go to Duke the next week. We're going to know a lot more about ourselves over the next 2 weeks.
Coach, quarterback Brennan Armstrong has missed some time for Virginia this year due to an injury, but he returned last week for the Wahoos. And another quarterback that can run and stress the Tar Heels with his ability to move the football both with his arm and his legs.
Yeah, running quarterbacks right now are the biggest problem for modern-day defenses because you don't have enough players to account for them. And he's the extra guy. So when you get it, you add another player, that makes you more vulnerable in the passing game. And they had a great chance to beat Miami on Saturday night. I sat there and watched every bit of it. So I was feeling really good after the NC State game until I went to watch Virginia play. And I'm thinking, they're struggling, man. And I thought, no, they're not struggling. Quarterback's back. They look good. They've got 8 starters back from defense. Last year, I remember, Bryce Perkins last year, he had 30 of 38 passes for us, ran for 112 yards against us. So this guy was great. So this will be a real fight on Saturday night.
And Virginia, traditionally under Bronco Mendenhall, very good defensive team as well, as Coach referenced. Cavaliers have had a tough schedule. Their record reflects it right now, just 1-4, but that does include road trips to Clemson and Miami in that stretch. Certainly a tough docket for the Cavaliers so far. Coach, as always, appreciate your time today. Really enjoyed speaking with you as always, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on, always. And appreciate you fans. Let's pull hard this weekend and come out of Charlottesville with a win.
We'll see you next week, hopefully talking about that big win on the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.